Trump beats Obama turnout numbers for incumbent New Hampshire primary. By Charlie Spiering on February 11, 2020. President Donald Trump did not have a serious primary challenger for 2020. But Republican voters came out in droves to support him in the Republican New Hampshire primary. With 86% reporting, Trump earned 117,462 votes in the New Hampshire Republican primary, more than twice the 49,080 primary voters who voted for former President Barack Obama in the New Hampshire primary in 2012. "Enthusiasm for Donald Trump is through the roof," wrote Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale on Twitter. President Trump has surpassed the New Hampshire primary vote total of every incumbent president running for re-election over the last four decades, he wrote on Twitter on Tuesday night as the New Hampshire primary results came in. Here is the record for previous presidents. President Donald Trump in 2020, 110,717. President Barack Obama in 2012, 49,080. President George W. Bush in 2004, 52,962. President Bill Clinton in 1996, 76,797. Trump appeared pleased with the numbers. "Wouldn't a big story be that I got more New Hampshire primary votes than any incumbent president, in either party, in the history of that great state?" Trump wrote on Twitter. "Not an insignificant fact." He also thanked Parscale for turning out record support. The Trump campaign issued a statement after primaries noting that they were prepared for any Democrat winning the primary race in 2020. The statement read, "The Democrat story in New Hampshire is the continued dominance of big government socialist policies and the success of their standard-bearer, Bernie Sanders. No matter which Democrat eventually emerges from their months-long dumpster fire of a primary process, we know the contrast will be President Trump's record of accomplishment and optimistic view of the future versus Democrats and their socialist, job-killing agenda."